Gemara is a little bit about Ish Eretz Yisrael, and then I'm going to end up with. So the Gemara tells us 8-9 lines on the base. Someone buys a field in Syria, it's as if he bought it in Yerushalayim. Periphery. Can I do someone who likes languages? This somehow connect the word periphery. Look how in Rashi it's spelled. Pilchei in Rashi is a suburb. But I wonder if that word is a shortage for the English word periphery.
Is there a difference between the first Rashi and the second Rashi?
So Yitzchak is pointing out that there are two Rashis over here, quoting Old French.
That's a good point.
Yeah, that's interesting. Okay. And why is Rashi even translated from Rure twice in Old French? No, the Old French is the same word. The Hebrew one is
it.
Yeah, okay. Very good. Tell me, they were asking that the second Rashi, but Rure says Pilchi. And here he says about Pirchio. In the French word, he gives the same. But the bottom line is, it means the suburbs. Good, that's a nice start here. Says the Gemara, the Ma'ilcha, so what halachic nafkamina is it that Surya is considered being Choni Yerushalayim? And Rav Sheish is Loimar Shekhoismin of Oinon. That you write on it a shtar. You write on it a shtar. But Bilu B'Shabbos said that shtar would be written even on Shabbos. Shtar is written on it, and a shtar would be written even on Shabbos. Asks the Arba Shabbos out the Baita. Really? You could write a shtar on Shabbos? Some people think that the mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is done for everything, all the mitzvahs in the Torah. So that's not right. You got it wrong. They misunderstood. Eretz Yisrael is very, very important, and it's a mitzvah. But it's not Docha, it's Shabbos. B'Shabbos al-Kadad k'dom erava. Amar lakum v'asa. No, it means that you tell, you instruct the Gentile. V'chanami amar lakum v'asa. So too over here. V'af agad amir lakum shvuz. And even though amir lakum is an Isa d'Rabbanan, so here, yes, there are things that we do with Sarach Eretz Yisrael, even though al-Pi Allah will be asur if it's a d'Rabbanan, Mishum Eretz Yisrael will goz d'Rabbanan. Just in terms of the dynamic of the halacha system, something that's important for you to understand, is a great example. This lashon of lo gazer rabbanan. In Isir de rabbanan is often a gzera mid rabbanan. So over here, amira nafri is a gzera mid rabbanan. So some people don't understand why over here are you makel over here, and here you're machmir, what's the reason? So the answer is that it's not that we made up these hepeirim, but rather it's us inferring backwards that Chazal didn't make that gezera. In other words, if it's an issa d'oraisa, and in the rules of Torah, it's also, you can't negotiate. You can't, unless the Torah tells you that you're supposed to violate daver. For example, the chayba, and the Torah tells you you're supposed to live and not die, except for three chamuras. But that you can't negotiate with. That there's nothing to play with. However, there are times, lo gozer rabbanan, the rabbanan were in gozer. Rashi. Ono. Shtar mechira. This is shtar mechira. Kemo. V'hayu onos v'shtaros yotzin al shema. Rashi says clearly in Bava Basra, an onah is a shtar mechira, that there was a shtar mechira that had gone out on somebody's name. Now, as I was learning on Shabbos, Zach pointed out to me that the Oz V'Hadar has quotes in the Mosif Rashi something else. What do you have in the Mosif Rashi? He on Amud Aleph, no? You have something in the Oz V'Hadar on Amud Aleph? He quotes a Rashba. What's that? What does the Rashba say? So he quotes a Rashba, who quotes Lashon Kolchi Vereishis on Oni. Who knows where that pasuk comes from? Vereishis, very good, able to read. Well, what does it say in Vereishis? The bracha to Reuven, right? Reuven's Reishis Oni. So that's how the Rashbam describes Ono. Now, Rashi doesn't do that. He doesn't quote that pasuk. Now, what's really striking is Rashi doesn't quote a pasuk. In general, when Rashi says Kimo, like when he quotes a source, he doesn't quote another Gemara. Over here, Rashi goes out of his way to quote a Gemara. In other words, there's no pasuk that does justice for Rashi, only this Gemara. There is a pasuk. Reishis Oni. Oni is a power, and it's the shtar is power, a power of collection. But that's not enough for Rashi. On a certain level, understandably so, because it doesn't tell us directly a shtar. But it's more than that. I also noticed, thankfully I missed some daf in Midaf Yomi, so I had just done Mem Gimel Amid Beis. Take a look at Rashi and Mem Gimel Amid Beis. There we have the word also, Ono. Anybody remember where you have Ono in the fourth parak? It's talking about writing a shtar shichur for an eved. So there, Rashi says, Ono, shtar. So, thankfully, I chanced upon something that we have to discuss in Shir. And that is, that why does Rashi over here on Ches on the Beis spell out this Gemara in Bava Basra? Yet, Rashi in the fourth parak feels it's enough to say, oh no, Shtar. Over here, it would have been enough if we were to write Shtar as well. So Yaakov wanted to say good. By the way, the key, if you want to get quoted in Shir on Sunday, is to come to my house on Shabbos. That's the skula. So Yaakov suggested good. Yaakov said like this. Yaakov said that it could be that Rashi's trying to emphasize something over here when he says shtar mechira. Anybody want to suggest? I'll say it over. Yaakov said already. Rashi wants to emphasize it's specifically mechira. Mechira, as opposed to other shtaros. It's possible if there's a shtar hischaivus. There's possible that I'll owe you money. It's possible to have a shtar that I'm going to, of some type of she'ela, borrowing. In Avodim, it's enough just to write shtar. However, when it comes to this sukya, it's not because ono is vague as a shtar. We know that ono means a shtar. It would have been enough for Rashi just to say shtar if that's not clear. But Rashi wants to emphasize this heter is specifically a heter to be konen. Specifically on Shabbos is a heter to be konen. And we're going to see that there are people sometimes misconstrue this Gemara and making it broader than it really is. The heter is specifically a shtar mechira. And if we continue on with Rashi, we're going to see why a shtar mechira is important. Specifically a shtar mechira. What about shtar schirus, to rent, from the guy that wouldn't be mutter? Can anybody tell me, based on the hemshich of Rashi, why that's so? Why would, my view is a shtar schirus not that way. This is obvious. All right, the first person we have to go to is someone who's being Osek in Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. In a couple of months, Yosef, go ahead. Yeah?
He says, Mishum, Mishum, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael.
By the way, but from here you see, you can't stop doing Chilul Shabbos in the army just because you're in the army. Right? There's no heter, stam, Yishuv. It's a very, very specific heter. Yeah, go ahead, Yosef, go ahead.
He says, Mishum, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, like Gari Shav Dekas of them.
Right.
Not just to temporarily group them, to expel them.
Right. The heter is, Ligari, Rashi says, Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, Ligarish Oivde Kofavim, Uliyashem Yisrael Ba. That's the heter. Ligarish Oivde Kofavim, Uliyashem Yisrael Ba.
You know, Skirus is, it is the second part.
Right. It could be that doesn't qualify. No, because the Goy is still the Balabayas. To be socher from the guy is still the Baal Bayis. That would not be neither the Garish of the Kachavim, neither the Yashem Yisrael. But now, we have to discuss. I want to go over to Rav Nevin Sal Shlita again. I think what Rav Nevin Sal told me, if I recall correctly, and this is only 90% clear in my mind, but I'm 90% sure that when I learned this halach and Ilka Shabbos from Rav Nevin Sal, he told me that this heter is only if the heter to buy from a guy, to buy an apartment in Eretz Yisrael, is only from a guy. It's only from a guy. This came up once from Ramesh we were discussing. That it's only from a guy. Where did Rav Nevin Sal get it from? From this Rashi. If I recall correctly, this I don't remember 100%. Most things I quote, I remember 100%. This I remember only 90%. Here, let's continue on. So he bought it from the guy, and the guy wants to leave. So Rabosai, again, a very circumscribed ethic. The guy wants to leave. So then, beautiful. Taisus makes a great point.
or right off the bat. And what we're going to do is going to read Tosis for a time, Be'ezer Hashem today. I hope to read the whole Tosis and really well, Be'ezer Hashem, before the klalim of being able to apply to Kol HaTorah Kula. We have to really be able to read the Gemara Rashi Tosis cold. And like I told you, I'm giving you the kalim now to be able to read over the Gemara Rashi Tosis well 20 and 30 times. That's the goal. So what we're going to do is read the first line in Tosos, and then come back to the words of Gemara and Rashi. Just the first line in Tosos, and then we're going to analyze in the Gemara before the Tosos, and then Be'ezer Hashem do the whole Tosos, and eventually get to the Rashba, and then Be'ezer Hashem being Masik Shmai Tzavi the whole Tosos. Yes, Ari.
Is it possible that Rashi,
the
Rashi, you should actually control? He wants to say that only in this Iker part of the Mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, which is drive out the Goyim, but in maybe this other part of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael would not be mutter to Bidoka Shabbos, Bidoka Shabbos.
Absolutely. The only way is if you're Ligarish Yisrael, Vid, Ligarish Ovdei Kocham, Chaskali, Ligarish Ovdei Kocham, Uliyashim Yisrael.
Right, I was wondering specifically, is there more, is he defining Mitzvah?
Oh, very good. That's an excellent question. Ari's asking a question that I don't know if I want to discuss. And that is he defining Yishuv Eretz Yisrael over here? I didn't want to spend a couple minutes to discuss what this Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is, what Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is for that matter. That part of the Hadara of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, that's a separate sugya. Ari's asking, could you infer that Rashi's saying that you're only Mekayim Yishuv Eretz Yisrael if you buy a Gentile's home and you settle in it? In other words, this is the advantage. Maybe there is an advantage of buying in somewhere in the Shtachim, as opposed to buying in Ramat Beit Shemesh. What if I recall Rav Nevensal correctly, Rav Nevensal was telling me that in Ramat Beit Shemesh you would not be able to buy from another Jew. You wouldn't be able to write a shtach. But the heter would only be. But it could be that he's still Mekayim Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Or are we saying, maybe no? Maybe the idyllic form of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is Dafka Ligarish Ovdei Kochavim. Rav Aron also pointed out that you have to put this in history. In the historical context, this is the Gemara is being written at the time of the Sukrikin and so on and so forth, where the Romans were kicking a lot of Jews out of Eretz Yisrael. They were kicking a lot of Jews out of Eretz Yisrael. So we were reclaiming even places that we were once in, Hashem Yerachem. So then, in such a case, I didn't intend that originally. So then, in such a case, Yesh Lodun. You're right, Ari, and I'm not getting about. Maybe if you want to do another day, that's not Gittin anymore. At least this is still Gittin. It's not Gittin anymore. Says Tosis. That's an open question. I will talk a drop about it. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael in the context of Tosis. And going back into words and more. Avol gav damira la'akum shvus mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael logoz rabban. Avol mishum mitzvah acheres loy hayinu matirin amira la'akum bimlocha d'araisa. But when it comes to another mitzvah, we wouldn't be matir Yishuv Eretz Yisrael when it relates to a melacha d'oraisa. In other words, don't infer from our Gemara that Amira la'akum is mutter in a case of melacha d'oraisa. And this becomes a big sugya, it becomes an important set of analysis, etc., etc. That's going to be the Hemshech Tosis. Where did Tosis get this from? The words of the Gemara. I want to stay, Be'ezer Hashem, in the words of the Gemara. Where did Tosis get this in the words of the Gemara? Yes, Shmuel?
Hashem Yishuv Eretz Yisrael.
Very good. What's the diuk?
If it wasn't for this mitzvah, then you can't.
Very good. The diuk is that we're talking specifically Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't say Mishum Melacha D'Oraisa or anything like that. Or B'Melacha D'Oraisa B'Mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Also doesn't say that. It just says Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. But there's no mention of a mitzvah. It doesn't say it's the mitzvah. It says it's Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, and it doesn't say we're being matir stam melacha d'oraisa, and it doesn't say that we're able to be matir for a mitzvah. Hence, thus it says, "Avol mishum mitzvah acheres lo yinu matir." For another mitzvah, we wouldn't be matir. mishum mitzvah acheres lo yinu matir. So, Rav Osa, let's be medayik and tell us. According to Tosfos, is Yishuv Eretz Yisrael a mitzvah? Yeah, why? Exactly. According to Tosfos, it's called a mitzvah acheres. This is something unique. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is so chashuv. What Yosef is doing is chashuv. We're doing is chashuv. Learning Torah in Eretz Yisrael, living in Eretz Yisrael. These mitzvahs are mitzvahs chashuvas ad mo'od. But Tosfos calls it a mitzvah. But Tosfos ma'orer something inside of us. And that is, Tosfos makes an assumption in the Gemara. Does the Gemara call Yishuv Eretz Yisrael a mitzvah? The Gemara didn't say it. Now there are two reasons that one could say why the Gemara didn't. In other words, why did the Gemara not say, Mishum mitzvahs Yishuv Eretz Yisrael lo gazer rabbanan? Why the Gemara saying Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? So, according to Tosfos, maybe the answer is because we want to emphasize it's not the mitzvah that's the matir, it's specifically Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So, according to Tosfos, the reason why it says Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, not mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, is we want to emphasize that it's not, that this is not a stam mitzvah. It's the heter of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, but it is a mitzvah. Yadua! And that's why I put in the parentheses that the Ramban, Shmuel, write this down, this is worth $1 million. That the Ramban, in his Asogis in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Dalit, writes the mitzvahs that the Ramban missed. And you know which mitzvah says the Ramban missed? He never counted the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So famous machlekes whether Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is one of the 613 mitzvahs. So I want to point out that according to the Ramban, it's a little bit glatt. Why the Gemara didn't say mitzvahs Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? Why? Because there is no mitzvahs Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Tesis, at the end of Psubis, assumes like the Ramban, I believe, if I recall correctly. So if you will, Tesis is Lushita, so calls it mitzvah acheres. But according to the Ramban, the Gemara doesn't even call it a mitzvah at all. The famous question, the Ramban says, how could it possibly be that the Ramban didn't count it as a mitzvah? There's a commandment to do Melchama, to conquer Eretz Yisrael, to develop Eretz Yisrael, all safe with Dvarim. It's full of that. How could the Ramban not mention that? Ramesha Feinstein assumes, and it's not the shir for today. Today I'm just giving you a little bit of background. Ramesha Feinstein assumes that there isn't a chiyuv for Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. There isn't a chiyuv. It's a mitzvah kiyumas, but it's not a mitzvah kiyumas, it's a mitzvah kiyumas. And that has implications in terms of how one looks at the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And that's how he explains the Rambam. The Avnei Nezer has a fascinating approach. I believe the Avnei Nezer is an Orach Chaim Simin Tov Tzadi Dalet. I think it's Tov Tzadi Dalet. I'm not sure. I'm bringing Avnei Nezer. And the Avnei Nezer suggests, the following Yisod in terms of understanding Mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And it's connected to, everything's connected. You remember on Sunday and on Wednesday night, we spoke about the reason why the Aron is not mentioned as a separate mitzvah is because the Aron, or is even mentioned at all in one of the mitzvahs, is because the Aron is the tonight for Kedushas HaMikdash. So Avnei Nezer says what I said. And the Avnei Nezer says there are some mitzvahs which are preconditional for other mitzvahs that the Rambam doesn't count as a separate mitzvah. That the Ram, if there are other mitzvahs that are dependent on that, Kiddush, Beis HaMikdash is dependent on Aron. Without Aron, there's no Beis HaMikdash. Eretz Yisrael is a precondition for so many mitzvahs, Trumas and Maisris and Shemitah, and according to many, even every mitzvah, because every mitzvah that you do in Chutz La'aretz is nothing compared to the mitzvah that you do in Eretz Yisrael. You know, Rav Nevenzel Shlita holds, just to appreciate our Tzeinu HaKdosh, Rav Nevenzel holds, if you put on tefillin on the plane or in America and you come to Eretz Yisrael 10 minutes before Shkia, you put on tefillin again. Why? Because The mitzvah of tefillin is not the same mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael. This is a pitch for the summer program. Speak to Yisrael. It ain't a dumba. Tefillin and hask. It's true. Rabbi Yoel Shlita says that in America you should face hask. Does it? But Rabbi Yoel will be the first one to tell you that tefillin in Eretz Yisrael is ain't a dumba. Even the tefillin and hask. Kal v'chaymer. So the same. That's the yisod. Zot avnei nezer azay. The avnei nezer says when there's a mitzvah that's kolel many mitzvahs, then it's not counted as every mitzvah. Eretz Yisrael is kolel something that maybe kolel kol mitzvahs. That's what Chazal mean. Maybe shkula can call it the mitzvahs shebe Torah. Everybody knows there's so many special things that the Gemara Maseches Ksuvos says about Eretz Yisrael. So that's what the Avnei Nezer's take is. The Rambam doesn't count it because almost if you counted it, you made the mitzvah too small. You make the mitzvah too small. That's how the Avnei Nezer's take. By the way, that tshuva of the Avnei Nezer saved thousands and thousands of Polish Jews. Because Avnei Nezer was one of the few who was willing to send Hasidim and take the chance and send them to Palestine, despite the fact that the Zionists were secular and so on. He encouraged many of his Hasidim to go. The Ger Rebbe encouraged many of his Hasidim to, and that's why that was the first seed of the flourishings of Hasidus in Eretz Yisrael. The first seed of the flourishing of the Torah of Lithuania was when Vilna Gaon's Talmidim came in the early 19th century. But the Avnei Nezer had a very, very big part. In the early 20th century, there were quite a few Hasidim from Poland that came. That's where the Avnei Nezer was a big, big Chovek Tzion. He never called himself a Zionist, but he was a big, big Chovek Tzion. And many of his friends in Talmidim also were. So that's the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, according to the Rambam. But it's not called a mitzvah. So now we finish this fascinating topic. It happens to be it's connected to this week's parasha as well, look what we had said about the Aron. The same episode of why the Aron is not mentioned as a separate mitzvah, that Menezer says is the same thing that Eretz Yisrael. That Aron is like the same thing as Eretz Yisrael. The Aron is Kailul Akol. It can't be just Stam a mitzvah. Eretz Yisrael is Kailul Akol. It can't be a separate mitzvah. Fascinating. Mahalik Ayin B'Avnei Nezer. That's our sugi is not the Avnei Nezer's chiddush. Our sugi is the diuk in the Lashon HaGemara. It upsets me when people say that what we're doing is klalim. We're not doing klalim. We say klalim to be mazbir a diuk. Our goal is not the klalim. Our goal is the diuk. If the klalim is going to help you, Mir Tzeh Shem, when you make other diuk, so our diuk is the Lashon HaGemara. The Lashon HaGemara is not mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Teisus said mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Teisus said it. Why is the Gemara not saying mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? The answer, according to Teisus, is because we want to emphasize not to a mitzvah cheres. And according to the Rambam, it's because the Rambam paskins that Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is not what? Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is not a mitzvah by itself. What does it mean Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is not a mitzvah by itself? So you could say that really it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis. You could learn that way. And Rav Moshe Zatzal learned that way. But Avnei Nezer and many other Gedolei Torah learned no. They learned that because Eretz Yisrael is called Kachoshev. It doesn't mean that Eretz Yisrael is not a mitzvah chiyuvis. So as the wheel turns, and as the world turns, this has been a deal between Gedolei Torah for years and years. But I don't think if you ask anybody today, and this is the most I'm going to say about Yishuv Eretz Yisrael in practical terms, I don't think if you ask anybody today, if a person has the opportunity to live in Eretz Yisrael, in all of the Zramin, they'll all agree that if Parnassa is not an issue, there's nothing like living in Eretz Yisrael. And I think everybody agrees, and that applies to every religious Jew today. Unfortunately, we daven for Achenu B'nei Yisrael who are not religious, that they should appreciate that if you can, to live in Eretz Yisrael is such a beautiful thing as well. And we need them and they need us. Okay. Tesis. Abagav Namir La'akim Shvus Mishum Yishu Eretz Yisrael Ogoz Rabban. See, Yosef wants to stay in the sugis. Avo, Mishum Mitzvah Acheres, we'll be learning the whole sugis for a while, Yosef. Avo, Mishum Mitzvah Acheres, Lo Yinu Matir and Amiru L'Nachri, Bim Melacha D'Oraisa, Kedmuchat B'Perek Ador. Like we see in Erevin, we're going to prove from Erevin what Rabbos said, we're going to prove from Erevin that Amiru L'Nachri is Asur by other Melachos D'Oraisa. Ahu Yinuka, there was a child that was up for a bris. The shtate chamime, the water, the hot water for him that was designated for him was spilled out. Also, kamei the rabba. They came in front of rabba to ask him a shaila, what to do. Amar luhu. So rabba suggested l'shailu li'imen. Let's ask his mother. Yitzricha nichaimu lei agavima. We'll ask her if she needs it, and if she does, we'll heat up for the child agav ime. What does that mean, agav ime? That once we're heating up for the mother, we'll also heat up for the child. Now later on, Tosas at the end of Tosas is going to discuss, wait a second, just because it's mutter to heat up for one person, you're not allowed to be marbe b'shiurim. You're not allowed to have more for somebody else. Only the exact amount that the mother needs. Okay, that we will get to Bezer Hashem at the end of Tosis. Now Tosis analyzes. Ulechol Ramash. Does everybody have the Gemara? Good. Ulechay Ramash. That says Tosis on the first white line. Diviyema Mila. It was on the day of the Mila itself. Shahayut Srikin Lechalimo Kidei Labola. They needed to heat up the water for the mila. They called him Amila Haya. And number two says Tosos, Talos the day Amila, it was before the mila. The next words in Tosos I have in my Tosos, I just put in today, brackets. Tosos is just proving that it was called the Amila. That's the way to read the next line in Tosos. Okay? And then we're going to proceed in terms of our sugya. Says Tosis in brackets, I added the brackets, it might help you. Dila'achar Amila. Because if it was done after Amila, Mesukanu. In other words, if they realize that the water was poured out after the Mila, then the child's in a case of Sakana. Ubelo ime mechalin alav Shabbos. And then even if the mother didn't need the water, you could be mechal Shabbos because the child's in Sakana. Maybe you wouldn't have done the Mila. You can't do the mila lechatchila maybe in such a case and then heat up the water. But if they did the mila and then they realized it was no water, then of course the child needs hot water. Probably in those days the water served as some type of antiseptic for infection. And therefore it would be mutter. But here the Gemara doesn't say that because it was called a mamila. Adds Tosfos according to the Rishonim in Erevin. And that sugya was talking about that the guy heated up the water. Like Rashi there learns. Now let's stop right here and understand what Tosis is driving at. Maybe Tosis hasn't finished it, but let's even right now understand what Tosis is driving at. And then the reading in the next part of Tosis is hard. And there's no mitzvah to do lasuke shmeitzel liba de ilchasa. You're not allowed to be masik shmeitzel liba de ilchasa until you're able to read the Tosis from the beginning to the end. You have to be masik shmeitzel liba de ilchasa. You have to be able to read the Tosis. It's a problem. When I teach in the Grus Kola, I can't go through the whole Tosis. You know, I've got an hour to teach the topic. Whatever topic I want, whether it's a big topic or a small topic, I can't read all the Tosis inside. It's not ideal. It's a Mishnah Berurah here. Okay. So a Mishnah Berurah here maybe, but it's a problem when you have a large amount of halacha that you want to cover. You know, there's a lot of assumptions when you go to smicha programs. A lot of assumptions that people, that the boys who are in there, are reading the Tosis beforehand. They're reading it well because a lot of times the Rebbe doesn't go through the whole Tosis. I never heard Rav Schechter in a halacha shir go through the Tosis in the end. In his Gemara shir, he did. But there's an assumption that the Talmidim are going through it. And then I spoke with somebody who told me, not from here, he told me, yeah, I really don't know how to read Gemara. He says, because I was in yeshiva for a short time, then I went into a smicha program. He said, and he basically said, he never really learned how to read Gemara. I know of a young rabbi who has also told me he can't read Gemara. And by the way, they're going to be able to mask it. Though this guy, I was so impressed. He's honest. He wants to work. He wants to fix it. What happens is the shiurim go already to halacha before we're amel in the taisis. And the proper thing is to know Gemara Rashi taisis kol, and then only then to go to the halacha. That's to know the Gemara Rashi taisis really well. It's a challenge. How do you get guys to know? Once upon a time,
Rabbonim, when they learned, what they did was they learned in Yeshiva 15, 20 years before they became Moro or Rav. That's what happens once upon a time. They try to make it quick. It's a challenge. This fellow is beautiful. He said to me, he wants to start from the beginning, make sure he's got all the basics down before he goes on. And nowadays, what's going to happen is that there are going to be rabbis who are just going to read the arts from it. You'll have rabbis of big, prominent shuls who will not be able to read the Daf Gemara. Will not be able to read. Once upon a time, when there was no art school, they couldn't fake it. Now you can fake it. That's where Rav Shalom's kanos against the art school comes from, and we're very well placed. Because you're going to have people who become rabbonim who are not able to read, pashut, read basic Gemara. It's a very, very big challenge. All right, so that's why we got to make sure in our small corner over here that we're able to read Taisus well. So what's Taisus doing in this stage? What is Taisus doing over here when Taisus says that the sugi and erevin that they cooked at Agav Imeh? What's Taisus driving at? What's Taisus proving? Yes, Yosef Keskema.
Just to heat up the water and stop it just for the baby. It's not such a bad thing. Once you do it for her, exactly.
Tosis's point is that the reason why you're able to cook up the water, what did the Gemara say? Only because you're doing it for the mother who's in a state of sakana. Only because you're doing it for the mother who's in a state of sakana. If the mother is not in a state of sakana, it's mashma from the Gemara, it'll be usur. Why? Because you're not allowed to do Amira Lenachri. You're not allowed to do Amira Lenachri on an Isser Daraisa. And heating up water is an Isser Daraisa. That's what Tosis is doing here. Tosis continues. V'hoda Omar B'sof Mifanin. Wait. I'm sorry. B'chein. Okay, this is very important. This line. Rabosai, here is going to be the time where I turn to you and I tell you, you tell me how to read the next line. Shmuel, everything else up until now is good? Beautiful. I'll give you Bechina Mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael later. Bechein Pirish Rabbeinu Chanana Kidamrinon B'mifanim Dechaya Mishiva Atshloishim Afilu Omra Tzrichan Ani Ein Mechalan Ala Ezer Shabbos. What? What in the world is Tosfos doing here? When I was learning this with Yaakov and Zach on Shabbos, we got stuck. What's Taisus doing here? V'chein, Pirush Rabbeinu Chananel. I'm not asking a lom d'shakashim. I'm just asking you to tell me Pashur Pshat and Taisus. This is what my Rebbe, Reb Ranchvin, when you have Refu Shalem, used to do. The Shabbat used to assume we knew what Taisus said. And he would say it in half a sentence. I think Rabbeinu would like that we do too. It's just what I'm not doing it because Rabbeinu told me. I'm doing it because that's what my Rebbe did. And by the way, Rabbeinu claims and Rebbe Rashi claims that Rav Soloveitchik would do this too. Pashup Shat. What is supposed to mean? B'chein Pirush Rabbeinu Chananel. We're gonna have Gishmak Alamdus and Gishmak Alachloikasin and Yisaidus and Allah Alamaisa. The first step is to read the Tosis really well. What's Tosis doing over here? And I'm not going to take a half an answer. I want you to say to me 100% clear. Yes, Yosef Kramer.
When I read it, could be I read it wrong.
No, wait. You either think you know it or you think you don't. It's not karaoke night. Either you think you know it or not.
Do you
think you still do? Not sure. Maybe pass. Zach, I repeat the same thing. Either you think you really think you're right or not.
Tosfos is making another parameter of when this is taking place. He's saying, because if it's between 7 and 30...
You know what? Can we use a word that's not so fancy like parameter? I know your Rebbe sometimes also likes using good English words. Just speak simply. Speak simply. What's Tosfos doing over here? What's Tosfos doing when he says "v'chein pirush rabbeinu chananel"? The only word is parameter. Use parameter. I'm just scared that you're using fancy words to obfuscate. Yeah, go ahead. Is that how we pronounce it? Yeah. No.
I think parameter's so fancy.
grammar. Go ahead. Okay.
Is that Tosfos explains this, is that if it's from 7 and 30 days, even if the mother asks, you can't do it for her, and you can't add on. Okay. So it has to be before 7 days. So just that before, I was saying that it's biyom mila.
I'm losing you.
Yeah.
So what Tosfos is doing? Get to the point.
He's telling us that this whole thing is taking place, where we need the water for the baby, is within this first 7 days.
Why is that important? Why is Tosfos saying that?
Because if it's afterward, you can't do it in Sudei Raisa.
So let's say that's true. After 7 days, you're not be able to do it in Sudei Raisa, and therefore, so what's Tosfos saying?
Therefore,
what's the v'chein? V'chein! Yisrael and Rabbeinu Chananel also learned this way.
I think it's because usually, it's usually not within the first 7 days of the woman's. Since that she gave birth, that we get the baby in first meal. And they say this is another parameter that we're making its window smaller that is within the first 7 days. Maybe because he's saying b'chein, because we would have thought that usually the first meal is within the 8 days. So you'd think that, oh, maybe the woman coupled with the baby's issues, you're allowed to do it. Like, no, it has to be within the 7 days, and that's what's going on here.
And since it's talk about 7 days,
we're able to do this in Sudora, so we're able to add on for the baby.
First of all, it's not the 7 days, it's on the 8th day, it's on Mila.
True, but it could be it's 24, from 7 to 7.
That Tosfos brings up later on. Tosfos only says that later on. I'm not getting your explanation to what Tosfos is doing when he says, B'chein Pirush Rabbeinu Chananel. By the way, this is hard. This is not easy. And that's why I'm stopping at it. If I thought that most of you got it, then I would have said it clearly, Be'ezer Hashem, and then moved on. It's because this line is not easy. How do I know it's not easy? Because Zach, Yaakov, and I got stuck on Shabbos. What Tosfos is doing here? That's we also got stuck here. First time I said it, I didn't know what Tosfos is doing with the Jewish Rabbeinu Chananel. Yaakov Tzvi.
I think the chiddush is that we're just like Rashi said, we're dealing with the Nachri, Sudei Rabbeinu Chananel.
Very good. That's the gem. That's correct. That's it. And you're going to explain. V'chein Pirush Rabbeinu Chananel, the v'chein is not what you said, Zach. V'chein is that Rashi also learns that what we're talking, that just like Rashi learns that we're talking about Ayidei Akum, so too, we're going to have to learn that we're talking about Al Yidei Akum according to Rabbeinu Chananel. Question is, how did you prove that? Go ahead. Why? Yaakov,
see? We see that with this point in the woman's, after giving birth, we can call Shabbos directly, which is what it sounds like in the Gemara. In Tosfos Girsa, it sounds like you can directly heat up the water, which is the Raisa. So he says, no, that you're not allowed to do that at this point after 7 days. You have to do
it. Since it's on the 8th day and it's not the 7th day, yeah, right?
Yeah, they were indirectly using the Mirlahagu and not directly heat up the water yourself.
You're not going to be able to heat up the water yourself. Stam for the woman. Why? Because the Gemara says, Mishivat Shloshim, you cannot be Mechalas HaShabbos. Tosfos is bothered by the following question on his raya. This Yaakov Tzvi didn't say, and everything he said was correct. Tosfos is bothered. Wait a second. How do you know that the Gemara in Erevin was talking about Amira Lenachri? Maybe the Gemara is talking about that we're heating up the water for the mother. Notice how Tosfos quoted the Gemara earlier. He quotes the Gemara, and he says, "Va'al yidei akum ayri asa." Where did the Gemara say that? The answer is, "V'chein pirush kutris." That's how Rashi had learned. "V'chein pirush Rabbeinu Chananel." And that's how Rabbeinu Chananel learns. Rav Aron asked me whether I'm doing the two possibilities of how to understand Amir Lenachri of what's the Yisra Amir Lenachri. Said that we're not up to that yet to understand. We got to read Tesis to know every letter in Tesis before we go on. And then we'll get to Lomdus, and then we'll be Masik Shmaitz Aliva de Ilchasa. But step by step by step, Bechein Pirush Rabbeinu Chananel. And Rabbeinu Chananel learns that we're talking about Amir Lenachri. Let's go through the whole Tosos.
get the flow, and if anybody doesn't have clarity, then they'll ask me, so that we have the taisis. This is a taisis where, again, everybody likes to rush to a lot of razzle dazzle, but you need to know to be able to read it, and we'll get there. Beis Hashem. I think it's a record for the amount of times I repeated that point in one shiur. No, maybe because it doesn't start. I will have them here locked. Says taisis. Avu mishum mitzvah teres lo ayinu matirin amir lakum b'locha daraisa. But due to another mitzvah, we wouldn't be matir amir l'nachri. And I'll prove to you from a case where there was amir l'nachri, and amir l'nachri is not mutter for the mila. That's going to be the proof. So the assumption, of course, over there is that we're talking about amir l'nachri. Let's ask the mother. If the mother needs it, we're allowed to. Now, the reason why we're going to be allowed to heat up the water is for the mother who's a chola al yidei amir lenachri. We never gave a source yet for the heter to heat up water for a chola. But that's going to be a given in Tosas. If the water, the mother needs it, then it's going to be mutter. And then Tosas says we need a bunch of assumptions. Notice how many assumptions we're going to need in that Gemara for it to be right. Three assumptions. Number one is that's going to be biyom amila kedei lemolo. Number two, it's going to be the kodem amila haya. Skip the brackets because the brackets just Tosas proves it's kodem amila. And number three, valyidei akum. If you assume all of those things, so then what emerges is that we've proven that Amira Lenachri is Asar on a Stam Melacha Daraisa. Why? Because Amira Lenachri in the case of the prior to Mila is going to be Asar to eat up the water for the Mila. That's a Tzorech. Not enough of a Tzorech. The only Heter is going to be if there's a real Chola. Who's the Chola? The mother. The mother is going to be the chola. Once we have a real chola, that's the mother, then the halacha says Amir al-Nachri is going to be mutter. But stam Amir al-Nachri melacha d'oraisa, even to get mila done, is not going to be mutter. It's going to be awesome. So next time someone asks Asi to do something on Shabbos, just remember that Amir al-Nachri is even usser. Question that we passed him. I'm just dramatizing. Amir al-Nachri is even usser for a mila. To heat up water for a mila. Again, I'm not talking about halacha l'maaseh. We'll get there. Amir al-Nachri is going to be asur, even l'tzorech hamila. The only heter is on behalf of what? On behalf of the choleh. So what's Tosas go on and do? Tosas says like this: V'chein pirish Rabbeinu Chananel, and Rabbeinu Chananel also learned. Now it's really unclear what Tosas means. Chaim Pirish Rabbeinu Chananel. That you got stuck, that means you're learning. I'm not being critical of anybody. The fact that the guys got stuck on this hafuch, Yaakov Tzvi is the chiddush, not the ones who got stuck. So Chaim Pirish Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel is saying that Rabbeinu Chananel must learn that it was a case of Amir l'Nachri. Because what's the other way to read the Gemara in Arabic? The other way to learn the Gemara in Erevin is that it was a case of pikuach nefesh. What's the pikuach nefesh? Pikuach nefesh for the mother. If it's pikuach nefesh for the mother, so then in such a case, says the Shulchan Aruch, Simin Shin Chav Ches, the Godol Ador is supposed to do the malacha. Reb Chaim Zatzal used to run and do malacha on Shabbos. He used to run himself, do malacha on Shabbos. And Reb Chaim would say that I'm not a Megel and Ilcha Shabbos, I'm a Machmir and Pikuach Nefesh. That Reb Chaim's shoulders to do that. But that's halacha in Shulchan Aruch. So then we wouldn't be instructing a goy, says Tosos. If Rabbeinu Chananel, if we're talking about a case of Pikuach Nefesh, then in such a case, Rashi's wrong, because we wouldn't do it a goy. Why? Reb Chaim would do the Chilul Shabbos. As Paskin Shulchan Aruch, the Godol Ha'ir is supposed to do the Chilul Shabbos. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter got up on Yom Kippur night and he made Kiddush when there's a cholera epidemic. He made Kiddush on Kol Nidre night in the shul. He himself made Kiddush and ate in front of the old Tzibur in his Kittel. Those are giants. So that's the Diuk. Back into Tosas. The Diuk is like this. V'chein pirush Rabbeinu Chananel k'darminam b'befanim. Rabbeinu Chananel must learn that it was al yidei akum. Why? Because it's not pikuach nefesh. How do we know it wasn't pikuach nefesh? D'chayu mishiva ad shloshim afilu amra tzrichani ein mechalan olavetz haShabbos. A woman, after 7 days, we're not mechal Shabbos for her if she says tzrichani. The assumption, though, is that Tosis runs with is that you would tell a guy. But you can't learn the Gemara by Mila if it's the eighth day. So many diukim here in the Tosis. It's the eighth day. How do we know it's the eighth day? Because Mila. So it's the eighth day. It's not the seventh day. If it's not the seventh day, so then she's outside of Pikuach Nefesh. So why are you cooking water for her? The answer is you can't. Reb Chaim wouldn't cook water. What would Reb Chaim do? He would run to the guy. You'd run to the guy to cook the water. If he would run to the guy to cook the water, then Rashi's pshat is good. If that's so, Samir al-Nachri in general on Yitzhu Daraisa is asur. Oh, that's Pesis. Geshmak is not only a Teirutz and a Rambam and a Gavra and a Chafsa. Geshmak is to read taste as well. What's the Lechein? Lechein Pirish Rabbeinu Chananu. I warned Yaakov and Zach that I was going to make a crazy deal about this beforehand. I feel bad for them because we did this, we tortured through this Shabbos. But this geshmak too, to be able to read every line in Taisis. No, Yosef Kramer geshmak. No, Zach, you got it. I want you to be every single one of you to be able to say to me, well, what does Taisis mean when he says v'chein pirush Rabbeinu Chananel? To be able to have absolute clarity, what does Taisis mean when he says v'chein pirush Rabbeinu Chananel? Yes,
Shmuel. I don't have the connection to
your eyes. Okay. I just screamed a lot now. So I'll ask somebody to start saying, and then if anybody want to attempt to explain it to Shmuel. And I don't mind that Shmuel's stuck. Normally, if one guy is stuck and Rove of the Shears got it, then I would say, move on, come to me afterwards. But in this case, it's so hard that I don't think anybody will be hurt from doing it again, except you won't finish Shas tomorrow. That's the only downside, you won't finish Shas tomorrow. But otherwise, I think it can't hurt for anybody to hear it again. Anybody want to try it? What is, you want to know what v'chein pirush Rabbeinu Chananel? Up until there, you're good.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay. Want to give it a whirl? Let's, Yisrael will pass the baton to Yitzchak. Go ahead, Yitzchak, go ahead.
The Chaim Perish Rabbeinu Chananel is saying that just like Rashi said that we're doing it al yidei Oved Kochanim, so too Rabbeinu Chananel is also, because what Rabbeinu Chananel is pointing out, that from after 7 days to 30 days, the woman is not in the case of Pikuach Nefesh anymore. And when she's in the case of Pikuach Nefesh, we wouldn't go and tell an Oved Kochanim to do the Malacha, we would do it for her ourselves. A Jew is allowed to do Melacha for a case of Pikuach Nefesh for the woman. So he's saying that because it's the Mila and it's after 7 days, then it has to be talking about a Goy. It can't be talking about a Jew, because if it was talking about a Jew, we would do it ourselves.
Uh-huh. Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you. It's also beautiful. V'hada amar b'sof mefanin. So Taisus goes on and tells us to ask the following kashu. V'hada amar b'sof mefanin. And mosai psichas hakever. How far does Psichas HaKever go? Abaya Omar Shlosha. Now here, Psichas HaKever is often understood. Psichas HaKever means the opening of the womb. How long does Psichas HaKever take place? Chazal understand that Psichas HaKever have implications also how long the woman's in a state of Sakana. I have a relative who here in Israel contracted an infection during her birth, and she almost died. And she needed her entire womb removed, and she can't have children. It's serious stuff. It's serious stuff. So Psichas HaKever is a serious, serious thing. There's a point that they thought that she wasn't going to live. That was so. These things happen. One of the most important things to know about hospitals is that one of the most dangerous part of hospitals is infection. Infection is someone comes for one thing. My father used to work in Sloan Kettering. My father's job was to go through the records of patients to check, to do different things about the records. And he said to me, it's absolutely scary how many patients came in for one thing
and passed away for a totally different thing. It's a path of pechadu. So anyhow, so the point is, as long as there's psichas hakever, is Chazal considered that time as a time that's dangerous? The machlokis, says the Gemara, is not how long you could be mechal Shabbos for. In other words, the Gemara originally understood that up until 30 days you could be mechal Shabbos. If that would be so, so then the raya would fall away. We would say that you could do chil Shabbos for 30 days, and even on the 8th day. If then that would be so, then we would be cooking in and not the God. But rather, the Gemara over there says that there are different stages for Chilul Shabbos. Like we saw, that after 7 days, if she says Tzricha Ani, then we would be Mechal Shabbos. In the case of earlier, wasn't always in the case of Tzricha Ani. So these Agdoras of Gimel Shiva Shloshim we're going to leave for now. But the bottom line is that the Gemara had a Tosad Havamina, that even for Shloshim you would be Mechal Shabbos for. If that would be so, then if it's within 8 days, then you'd be able to be Mechal Shabbos for, and then it wouldn't be the Akum who would be cooking, if we would be cooking. Continues Tosas. V'dochek lomar de'es le'es ba'ina. Va'ub da'avet tosayin shalmi es le'es. Period. Tosas says there is one way you would refute the Raya from Rabbeinu Chanan. And that is, if you calculated the 7 days of Pikuach Nefesh, Me'es La'es, that means 24-hour periods, then let's say the woman gave birth on Shabbos, 5 o'clock before Shkia. And the bris we want to do, the 8th day of the bris, by Yom HaShmini, is Shabbos in the morning at 10 o'clock. So that's within Me'es La'es. So then you would have a case in which, if you learned that the 7 days would be Me'es La'es, Es La'es means 24-hour periods, then that would be a case where it would be within 7 days for Pikuach Nefesh, but on the 8th day of Mila. Says Tosas, to learn that that was the case, and therefore the Jew is doing the Chilul Shabbos, and not the Goy, because then in such case a Jew is allowed to cook the water for the baby. The Jew would be allowed to cook the water for the baby. Why would the Jew be able to cook the water for the baby? Because she is a Cholesh Yesh Bo Sakana. So says Tosas, that's Dochul. So again, in Tosas' words, V'dolchek lomar de me'es la'es be'ina, v'o'um da'ad etok zayin shal me'es la'es. It's not clear what Tosas holds as Dochul, whether you need Me'es La'es or the Uvda Hava was that was tough Me'es La'es. But either way, says Tosos, to learn according to Rabbeinu Chanan, that subshat is difficult. And therefore, not only Rashi, but even Rabbeinu Chanan will have to learn the sugi over there is by Amir Lenachri. And what do we see? Amir Lenachri's stam is going to be usher, only on behalf of a woman who's a chole, who says Tzrichani, is it going to be one? Let's continue on. Go, yeah, you're sorry.
Why is it more Tuchik say that, to not say Eid, and to say that Abaye, Rava, the two versions of Rava, are all not in disagreement, and they're all within Narda, which is really not much of a Gemara.
I think that's because that the Gemara itself had many, many reasons to believe that they weren't arguing about Gimel, Shiva, and Shlosha. In other words, that the Gemara seems to say that there is no machlokes to be with Gimel, Shiva, and Shlosha.
Gemara just brings the opinions.
All right. That belief, that I think is a teretz. I mean, I'll tell you, that's how I've been always taught as a davar pashut, that there was no shaila, that there's no machlokes giva shiva shloshim. That's how we assume, again, that's in a chanami, I'm saying from the Torah Beis Yosef, but that's how we assume la halacha, everybody agrees. So you want to argue maybe from the Gemara Tam Mukhruch, but the Rishonim themselves felt that that was consistent throughout, that gimel shiva shloshim is not a machlokes. That was the given. It's been all my life, I've assumed that as a given. The only place that I first saw that it wasn't such a given was from the Tosas. In a Chanami, if you learn in Yuma, maybe it's not so Mokroch in Yuma itself, but the Rishonim always assumed that that was the Pashas. Tosis continues. So now Tosis says, but there's another case of a baby for Mila. That the water was spilled. Va'amar luhu rabba nesu le chamimu midei besa. Rabba suggested to bring the hot water from the house. So the mila was being done in the shul. The hot water in the shul was spilled out. The mother and the father were planning to stay in the shul. Let's say it was Mir Yeshiva, right? The rabbi in my shul grew up in Mir Yeshiva. His father's a Rav Elie Baruch Finkel. And they had an apartment in the yeshiva itself. So the bris would be done in the yeshiva. Example could take place here in yeshiva. Let's say every once in a while, there are families that come and stay in the building of the yeshiva itself, right? So let's say there's a bris, and they're going to stay in the building of the yeshiva itself. But the water is spilled. So they had the water set up in yeshiva, but the water spilled. So what did Rabba suggest? To bring the water from outside. And the guy would bring it. Now wait a second. Carrying on Shabbos is in Nisur Daraisa. So Rabba wants to have the bris done. So Rabba says, okay, you can't bring the hot water, but have a guy bring the hot water. Amira Nakri. For an Isur D'Oraisa. Again, by the way, notice that the Tosis never assumed that Mila is chashuv enough to allow Amir and Nachum Malkum D'Oraisa mitzvahs Mila. They would postpone the Mila for tomorrow. If they don't have hot water, they would never do the Mila. They wouldn't put chasu chalila the child in Sakkan, so they wouldn't do the Mila altogether. But still, that's not enough of a reason. Tzarech Mila is not enough, according to Tosis, is not enough of a reason. Umuki la ideakum. So says Taisis, how could it be? So Vada Isurei D'Rabbanan says it was talking about Isurei D'Rabbanan. Isurei D'Rabbanan Shari Shelo Irvu. There was a case where there was no Irv. So let me just give you a 1 minute introduction to all of Isurei Hotzah on Shabbos. Everybody knows that one of the Isurei D'Oraisa, the last of the 39 Malachos, is a Hotzah. Hotzah means that you're not allowed to take out from Rishus Hayachin to Rishus Harabim. That's an Isurei D'Oraisa. Everybody knows the concept of Erev, but people don't know a few basic things about Erev. First of all, the rule is that an Erev was not introduced to counter the Isser of Hotzah. Hotzah is Asser whether there is an Erev or not. You heard that? Hotzah, I say it again, Hotzah is Asser an Erev or not. Why? What does that mean? It goes like this. If you have Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa, you can't make it Erev. An Erev is for something totally different. The Gemara tells us in Erevin, Gimel or so, that Shlomo HaMelech, the Gimel's in my head because of Eilu Legal Gimel Lekim Chayim, but right around there, the Gemara says that Shlomo HaMelech was Mesakim Eruv. Shlomo HaMelech was Mesakim Eruv. What's the Tikkun Takkan of Eruv? A Rishus HaYachid is anything that's surrounded by Mechitzas. That's a Rishus HaYachid. Min HaTorah, you're allowed to carry something surrounded by Mechitzas. Comes along Shlomo HaMelech, and he's mesakin what's called a ruve chatzeros, and along with a ruve chatzeros is also called shitufei mevos. A chatzer is a house that has a courtyard, and there are two or three apartments that enter into that courtyard. Shlomo HaMelech said, not only is it usher to carry in Rishus HaRabim, it's also usher to carry in the courtyard. Notice, the courtyard is surrounded by mechitzas. Shlomo HaMelech says, you're not allowed to carry in the courtyard. What's the solution? You make an eruv. Just 10 seconds of hashgacha. The Erev is that everybody comes together as one house. Shabbos is all about that we all come together. One more point. Is it such an amazing, fascinating coincidence? Not a coincidence. That the biggest machlokios between from Jews today are about whether an Erev is kosher or not. The whole role of Erev is to create achdus and klal Yisrael, especially cash and carry, v'chulei v'chulei. People from England will be able to appreciate what I'm. What, how do I know?
How do you know about cash and carry?
I've been around, so I've had the zocha to be learning with English boys for many years. So the idea, it's ironic that achdus, that Erev is all about achdus, making us as one mishpacha. That's what Erev is all about. So if you have a chotzer, you have a chatzer, so then Shlomo HaMelech is masaking that. Now, if you have a Rishus HaRabim, you have no solution. There's no solution.
And Rosh Hashanah, you're stuck. You're stuck when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. So what's the question? The question is whether you're allowed to be able to make mechitzos that make it a Rosh Hashanah. But that's what you have to do. The first step is you have to make a Rosh Hashanah. If it's not a Rosh Hashanah d'oraisa, then you can't carry. An Eruv is a takana midrabana to carry in a chatzer or a mavui. A mavui is a dead-end street. That's what a mavui is. A dead-end street open on one side. So then there are two takanas. One is that you can't carry a chatzer. The other is you need to make. And in a mavui, you have to also do another thing. And that's where the strings come up, etc., etc. If you don't have a Rosh Hashanah d'oraisa, then you could close the area with strings. And then you make an Eruv. But an Eruv is not the string. The Eruv is the challah la'arev and kolabatim. They should make a big, every time they do an Eruv, it should be a big party. It's a party of achdus of the entire community. That's all about it. What it's about is that you and I have one home, how that's connected to the Ashkofa of Shabbos, Al Yetze Yishmi Mekomo, v'chule v'chule, that's a separate discussion. Now, Zor L'Taisis. Taisis says, over here, we're not talking about Rosh Hashanah d'oraisa. We're talking about where there already was no Rosh Hashanah d'oraisa. Almost all poskim hold, the old city is a great example. The old city is Baruch Hashem surrounded by walls, thanks to Saladin, right? That the old city is surrounded by walls. He got his walls mixed up. He really messed up badly, and we suffer from that today. He really should have included Silwan in the, because Silwan's part of Ir David, that's part of Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, the original Yerushalayim, so you should have concluded over there. The walls should have gone further there, maybe not so far there. I don't know about how far it would have gone over there, but that was clearly a mistake. Anyhow, but in today's walls, it now makes the old city not a Rosh Hashanah, because it has walls around it, and there isn't a public thoroughfare that's going through that would qualify as a Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, here in the old city, you only need an Eruv Midrabanan. Minat Torah, you'd be allowed to carry without anything. Midrabanan, you need an Eruv, which is in many cities. There are many cities today that are only Yisurei Darabanan, Yisurei Daraisa. In fact, if it's Yisurei Daraisa, that's where people in England were so opposed. Because if London is an Yisurei Daraisa to carry, it's a Rosh Hashanah Daraisa, so then who says you can have all the sincere motivations you want? Who says you can make an Eruv? That's what Moshe Feinstein said as well. Coming back to Aratos, that's Pshat Aratos. Tos says like this. Tosis says, as follows. Tosis says, Vahada Omar, where are we? Umukila alide akum vada isure durabanan. It must have been talking about isure durabanan. Shari, that's permissible to have the guy do it. Bechotzer shelo irvu mishum mitzis mila. Avo bisure daraisa. But there was already a chotzer. It's like the old city, the way we're describing the old city, that has mechitzas around it. If it's mechitzas around it, so then it's only an isur. Durabana, but if it's an Isser Daraisa, Kigon, Lechamim, Lochamim, Osur, then it will be prohibited. Tosis continues. Ve'ein lo mikan, heter loimer la'akum lovi sefer b'shabbos. The Kamlos. Oh! Alright, so Tosis is such a big machmir. He doesn't allow Amiro l'nochri on any Isser Daraisa. But at least give us this, Tosis. At least when it's only an Isser Darabanan, to allow to have a guy bring your sefer for you, to carry your sefer for you, says Taisis, no! See, a machmir Taisis isn't Amir Lenachri. The only heter we have for the guy to carry the water where it's only an Isser Drabon, Asir Daraisa, when Isser Daraisa will be Asir. But the only time it's mutter is for Mila. Wow! The Bali Tosas were extremely machmir. If you go into most communities today, and you would not recognize the Bali Tosas, the Shita of Amir Nachri in most Jewish communities today. Right? You have a custodian, turns on, turns off the lights, etc., etc. No way, mutter, according to Tosas. Could very well be that many Rabbanim have al mi lismo. That's a separate discussion. I'm actually a little bit fearful about doing this halacha maisa, because Amir al-Nakhri is one of those sugyas that in communities they tend to be quite mako, and the mashmos is not as mako as in the communities. But Okay, we'll try this sugya. So what emerges is like this. What Taisa says is they'll only be a heter due to mila for amira lenachri on an iser derabbanan. Now, Rabosai, just to flesh out pshat, are you allowed to do amira lenachri of an iser daraisa on behalf of mila? What's the answer according to Tosas? No. So why all of a sudden are you allowed to do amira lenachri on iser derabbanan for mila? Are you allowed to carry a sefer on Shabbos, amira lenachri on iser derabbanan? No. So what's the inherent svara? Mamanusha, if amira lenachri for an iser derabbanan is mutter, so be matir for a sefer. And if amira lenachri for an iser derabbanan is aser, so that should be aser for mila too. What's Tosis's inherent logic? And Tosis has cryptic words. I want you to fit it back into the word. What does this mean? That's not true! Amira lenachri from Milan and Israel the right says Osir. What do you mean? He kufa itiru. Those words don't make any sense. A simple answer. But I want the guys to work on it. So let's continue on in Taisis. I want you to tell me what it means. A simple answer, but I want all of you to come in on Yisrael. Don't give it to them tonight. Make them struggle. Umiu, ba'alochas gedolos. Vaitin eile getes, es mashma, da'filu isura da'raisa shari. Oh, now we have some air to breathe. The ba'alochas gedolos. Umiu ba'alachas gedolos mashma da'filu isura da'raisa shari al yidei achun. The Bahag says that isa da'raisa is mutar al yidei goy. Letzarech mirala. Shepirish deleisa mitoch beisa derech rishus harabim. What does he mean by that? New, a good laning in the words. What's the ba'alachas gedolos? What's Tosis' deal? It's not the Ba'alachos Kadolos came along and said, everybody, you should know, I hold that Amira Lenachri is mutter by Nisr Daraisa. That would also help us a lot in Halacha Lamaisa as well, right? Then maybe the custodian turning on and off the lights, maybe that... But that's not what the Ba'alachos Kadolos came along. He didn't say, you should know, one day you're going to have a custodian in the shul, and the custodian could turn on the lights. That's not what the Ba'alachos Kadolos did. What did the Ba'alachos Kadolos do? That Tosis makes a very important observation. Yes, Yaakov Tzvi. Wait, let's give Yosef a chance. Yeah, go ahead, Yosef.
What he does is with the same Gemara that Tosos quoted that said that this Otsa is a Durbanan, the Bahag says it's a really
beautiful Yafema. Tosis is making a logical but giant leap from the Bahag. The Bahag said like this. The Bahag said that the case of Mila is that you're allowed to bring the hot water derech rishus harabim. He says it's mutter derech rishus harabim. Wait a second. Is that Mila Nachri mutter by Nisr Daraisa? The Balitel said no. And therefore the Balitel had to say that over there was talking about Nechatzah. However, the Bahag didn't say it was talking about Nechatzah. He said it was rishus harabim. So you can infer from the Bahag that Amir al-Nachri is mutter makom isa daraisa. Why would someone, if you ask somebody, how can you just have the custodian turn the lights on and off, and even say, what are you talking about? It's a Bahag. Bahag says mutter. Why would that be a simon that he didn't read the Tosa inside and he just quoted, saw a Bahag quote in some Kitzur Sefer that didn't quote the whole Bahag? Which happens all the time. Why? Yes, Zach?
It's Dafka L'Torach Mila.
Right. Dafka L'Torach Mila. That's important for us to keep in mind. Now, I don't know how the Mishnah Berurah. I was Dafka Makbid, not to get to the Mishnah Berurah yet. Everything, Mishlav L'Shlav, Amelos, and every word in the Tesis. But that's important to notice. That even though Tosis sets it up, an oversimplified reading of Tosis is that the Ba'al tells the Amir Akum is Osir by Nisud Araisa, and the Bahag holds its Mutter, that's not accurate. So he says like this. He says, "Umiyu ba'alachas gedolos mashal afili surah deraitz shari de'akum letzarach mila shepirish deleisim itoch beisid arushus haram." Now he's going to have a kasha. Lefi zeh, hadikamar nochem le'adavim nukmitos zayin. According to this, maybe I'll rephrase, it's not a kasha. According to this shita of the Bahad, then you don't need to read like Rashi and Rabbeinu Hananel. The case of when you're heating up for the milah, when you ask, does the mother need the hot water? If the mother needs hot water, a guy doesn't need to do it. The Jew himself could do it. So Yaakov is asking, why, according to the Bahag, are you then cholik on Rashi? We need to explain. Let's try. We need to explain why that's so, why it's different than Rashi. So the Ezer Hashem will stop over here. So let's review what we accomplished today. Number one is we saw that the Gemara used the term Yishuv Eretz Yisrael and didn't use the term mitzvah. And we use that as and Tosas clearly assumes that Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah. And Tosas says that dafka mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael you'd be able to be docha Shabbos. We explain the shaila of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is a big question of whether there is a separate mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael or not. Two different approaches. The minimalist approach is to say that really there is no separate mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Ramesha and other posts assume that way. The Avni Nezer gives a different approach that's kolo all mitzvah.